The UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Monday, September 2, Adam's on holidays. We've got John with us. And what's this tasteless music video, John?
Yeah, morning, Alan. It's the latest video for a band called The 1975, and it shows their frontman, Matt Healy, wearing what looks to be a suicide vest, and he's seen appearing to smile, then he presses a button, and the vest explodes. Now, Fidjin Murray lost her son Martin in that attack. You remember the Ariana Grande concert at the Manchester Arena just over 2 years ago. Bearing in mind, by the way, this is a Manchester-based band. She says, the video is disgusting, an insult to those who died. She lost her son, 22 people killed, of course. And she says in a tweet, I know it was only a split second in the video, but my son and the others died in a split second. That's all it took. She says she's devastated it's out there for young people to see it, glamorising suicide bombers. No comment yet from the band, by the way, but one Manchester City councillor has tweeted to say, totally insensitive, he's one of us, so he should know what we'd think about
absolutely, it. Absolutely. What's the problem with the French computer failure and UK flights?
Yeah, strike action not to blame this time. Apparently it's a computer failure at French air traffic control. There have been lengthy delays. They've had hundreds of flight delays and cancellations as well. British Airways says some of its flights to and passing over France and Spain were affected. As you can imagine, quite a lot of flights go over France. EasyJet cancelled 180 flights. Lots of delays of between 3 and 5 hours. There was even a knock-on effect. Some flights from Scotland to England were cancelled. The French authorities say they've sorted it all out. It's going to take a bit of time. More flights are entering the country's airspace, you know, in order to clear the backlog more quickly. So hopefully things back to normal soon.
Absolutely. And just a quick one on this cycleway. What, 1,300 kilometres?
Yeah, it's linking existing off-road cycle routes, forest roads, other quiet roads. Only 16 miles of it are on busy roads, but it's linked them all together. And in old money, 800 miles, Peak District in England, up right up to the north coast of Scotland. You know, cycling's big business here. Loads of people wanting to get off the roads and get to the countryside away from the traffic, so they're calling it the Great North Trail. But I think you're going to have to find a little bit of time if you want to go from start to finish.
Long way, 1,300 on a bike. All right, Adam. John Adderley in London.